弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在过去人类历史当中，人们曾经用一些外表的记号来表明他们是基督徒。
In the past, in human history, people used to use some external signs to indicate that they are Christians.
有人穿一些特别颜色的衣服。
Some wore a special colored kind of clothing.
有人留一些特别的发型。
Some had a different kind of hairstyle.
过去几十年呢？
And in the past decades,
有人在他西装上钉了一个镀金的小十字架。
Some wore the gold-plated cross on the lapel.
女人也是戴个金的十字架的项链。
And for women, maybe they wear a gold cross.
有人穿一个 T 恤，上面打一些字的。
Some would wear a T-shirt with some words written on it.
英文说是 one way 哈，只有这条路。
Written on it one way.
或者说打四个很大的字母。
Or there will be four big capital letters.
WWJD.
WWJD.
What will Jesus do?
耶稣会怎么做？
有人用一个银色的那个鱼的记号。
Some will use a silver fish as a sign.
贴在汽车的后面。
Put it on the back of the car.
或钉在家大门口的前面。
Or at the top of the door and front entrance.
有人喝咖啡的时候，咖啡上面有些基督教的象征。
When somebody drinks coffee, and they will have some kind of Christian sign on the coffee mug.
这些外表的记号本身没有任何的不好。
These external signs are not wrong in themselves.
有时候会让看的人引起他们的好奇。
They might even attract attention from others.
那么跟这个跟你有个机会谈到你的信仰。
And they will give you opportunity to talk about your faith.
但一个基督徒真正的记号。
For a Christian, a true sign.
不是从外面来的。
It's not external.
而是从里面表现出来。
It's a manifestation from internal.
当一个人出死入生，
If a person has come out of death into life,
他有神的生命，
he has the life of God,
他会彰显神的生命，
and he will manifest the life of God,
这个成为他的记号，
and that becomes his sign.
他可能会彰显圣灵所结的果子，
maybe he will show forth the fruit of the Spirit,
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐，
love, joy, peace, patience,
恩慈、良善、信实。
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
温柔节制。
Gentleness and self-control.
这九样东西，第一个字是仁爱。
The first on the list is love.
仁爱也是圣灵果子的一个基础或者总结。
You can say that love is foundation or the summary of the fruit of spirit.
神的儿女的记号，他会爱神爱人。
The sign of the child of God is that he will love God and love people.
圣经上用的希腊字叫 agape 哈，这个神的爱。
And this love, this word in Greek is agape, God's love.
神的爱是牺牲的爱。
And God's love is sacrificial love.
牺牲的爱会有什么效果？
What's the effect of this sacrificial love?
今天读了圣经节，我们看到牺牲的爱会有三种效果。
And from today's passage, we'll see three effects of the sacrificial love.
我们第一点，我们看牺牲的爱让神得荣耀。
First of all, we see that sacrificial love lets God be glorified.
这是三十一节到三十二节。
This is found in verses 31 to 33.
请你们更改一下，是到三十二节。
Or please change it to 31 to 32.
三十一节说他即出去。
Verse 31 says.And when therefore he had gone out,
这个他是指谁？
Who is this he?
他是指犹大。
That's Judas.
当犹大不在的时候，
When Judas left,
耶稣就把他心里的话告诉了其他十一个门徒。
Jesus told his 11 disciples what was in his heart.
首先是人子得了荣耀。
First of all, he said, now is the Son of Man glorified.
人子是指谁？
Who is the Son of Man?
圣经里面耶稣常常提用人子这个名称。
Very often Jesus in the New Testament addressed himself as Son of Man.
这个名称是从旧约来的。
This is from the Old Testament.
让我们看但以理书。
Let's look at the book of Daniel.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
十三节到十四节。
13 to 14.
但以理书第七章十三到十四。
Daniel 7 verses 13 to 14.
这里说我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废去，他的国必不败坏。人子就是耶稣基督。
The Son of Man is Jesus Christ.
耶稣自己说人子得荣耀。
Jesus said the Son of God will be glorified.
这是指他第二天就要死在十字架上的事情。
He is saying that the next day he will die on the cross.
死在十字架怎么会得荣耀呢？
To die on the cross, how is that glory?
死在十字架看起来是耶稣一个最丢脸更最悲惨的失败啊。
It would seem that to die on the cross is the most humiliating and a disastrous thing to happen to anybody.
因为他不但死了，
not only did he die,
还死了那么样的丢脸跟痛苦啊。
And he died in such a humiliating and a sorrowful way.
但圣经告诉我们，耶稣在十字架上的死，他得了荣耀。
And yet the Bible told us that because Jesus died on the cross, he was glorified.
有三个原因。
For three reasons.
第一个原因。
The first reason.
在十字架上，第一个亚当的行为被颠倒倒转过来了。
On the cross, the conduct of the first Adam was reversed.
我们看一处圣经节。
Let's look at a scripture verse.
罗马书五章十八节。
Romans 5:18.
罗马书五章十八节。
Romans 5:18.
他说如此说来因一次的过犯是指亚当的过犯。
This one transgression meant the transgression of Adam.
众人都被定罪。
There resulted condemnation to all men.
照样因一次的义行。
Even so through one act of righteousness.
这是指耶稣基督。
And that is the act of Jesus.
众人也都被称义得生命了。
There resulted justification of life to all men.
耶稣把亚当的行为倒转过来。
Jesus reversed the conduct of Adam.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
在十字架上，死亡的权势被摧毁了。
On the cross, the power of death was destroyed.
我们再看罗马书第八章第三节。
Let's look at Romans 8, chapter, verse 3.
第三节
Romans 8 verse
3这里说律法既因肉体软弱有手不能行的神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状做了赎罪祭在肉体中定了罪案肉体中定了罪案最后这个几个字也可以翻译成在肉体中把罪判决了。
That he condemned sin in the flesh means that the sin was judged in the flesh.
把罪的功效把它取消了。
The effect of sin was destroyed and annulled.
所以保罗写了一个我们在复活节很喜欢读的一段经文。
And Paul wrote a segment in the Bible that is our favorite in, for Easter.
让我们看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
五十六到五十七节。
Verses 56 to 57.
前书第五章，十五章五十六到五十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 56 to 57.
说死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。耶稣在十字架把罪的权势摧毁了。
Jesus destroyed the power of death when he was on the cross.
第三个原因。
The third reason.
在十字架上，撒旦的权势被摧毁了。
On the cross, the power of Satan was destroyed.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrew.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
第二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
这里说， 儿女既同有血肉之体，他还照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死，这是指耶稣基督哈，败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。耶稣死，把撒旦的死权摧毁了。
When Jesus died, he rendered powerless the power of Satan.
所以虽然看起来，表面上看起来是个失败。
On the surface, looked like he failed.
但是当耶稣把第一个亚当的行为后果调转过来。
Yet when Jesus reversed the conduct of first Adam.
当耶稣摧毁了死亡的权势。
When Jesus destroyed the power of death.
当耶稣摧毁了撒旦的权势。
And when Jesus destroyed the power of Satan.
这是他的荣耀。
That was his glory.
那么我们看第二个第二点，第二个小点，神也得了荣耀。
Let's look at a point B. God is glorified.
我们的圣经约翰福音十三章三十一节说，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。
John 13 verse 31 says that God is glorified in Jesus.
为什么神在这件事情上也得荣耀？
Why is God glorified in this event?
四个原因。
Four reasons.
第一个。
First.
在十字架上，神彰显他的公义。
On the cross, God displayed His righteousness.
圣经告诉你和我说，世人都犯了罪。
The Bible told us that all have sinned.
也就是说，这整个世界都违反了神的规律。
In other words, the whole world has rebelled against God's principles.
犯罪有结果。
And that's the result of sin.
这个结果乃是死亡。
And the penalty of that is death.
那神怎么处理呢？
So how did God handle that?
他是把世界上所有人都杀死。
Did he have to kill everybody on earth?
没有。
No.
以赛亚书告诉我们。
And Isaiah told us.
神讲我们众人罪都罪孽都归在耶稣的身上。
God put on him who had no sin, the sins of the whole world.
换句话说，耶稣担当了我们的罪。
In other words, Jesus carried our sin.
难怪罗马书三章二十六节，让我们看一下。
Let's turn to Romans 3:26.
罗马书三章二十六节。
Romans 3:26.
这里说，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义。也称信耶稣的人为义。好在今时，什么时候？就是在十字架上。
That at the present time means that when Jesus was on the cross.
十字架上，神彰显了他的公义。
On the cross, God displayed His righteousness.
第一个原因，十字架上神彰显了他的圣洁。
Second reason, on the cross, God displayed His holiness.
神在他自己亲生的儿子受苦跟死亡这件事情上，
God looking at the suffering and death of his own son，
他最清楚的彰显他对那个罪恶圣洁的仇恨，
and it clearly showed his hatred of sin and thus showing his holiness。
他对他的儿子的爱本来是无限的，
originally his love for his son was infinite。
我们当中许多人做父母亲，
Many of us among, today are parents.
你可以了解这一点，
you can understand this point.
你对你儿女的爱是无限的，
your love for your children is infinite.
总是觉得不够的，
You're always thinking of more you can do.
天父对耶稣也是这样，
and that's the love of the Heavenly Father towards Jesus.
但是当耶稣为了人的罪恶，
But yet when Jesus for the sin of man,
天父的眼睛是清洁的，他不看邪僻的。
And God's eyes is pure; He will not look at evil.
所以耶稣会在十字架大声的呼喊说
：“And therefore Jesus cried out with a loud voice on the cross.
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？My Father, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
神在十字架彰显他的圣洁。
And Jesus showed his, God showed His holiness on the cross.
第三个，神在十字架上彰显他的信实。
Thirdly, God displayed His faithfulness on the cross.
当亚当夏娃不顺从神，
When Adam and Eve rebelled against God,
他就拉着整个人类犯罪。
And they carried the whole humanity into sin.
神答应说有一位救赎主要来。
God promised there will be a savior coming.
可是亚当夏娃死了。
And yet Adam and Eve died.
救赎主还没来。
And the Redeemer did not come.
到了旧约的时候。
And in the Old Testament time.
神向亚伯拉罕显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
神告诉他说。
And God told him.
我要祝福你。
I will bless you.
地上的万国都要因你得福。
All nations will be blessed by you.
我要用你的后代来完成这件事情。
And I will, through your descendants, I will accomplish this.
亚伯拉罕相信神的话。
Abraham believed that.
他相信有一天他的后代当中有一个要来到这世界。
He believed that out of his descendants, one will come into the world.
成为人类的救赎主。
To be the redeemer of mankind.
亚伯拉罕年纪活得很大。
Abraham lived a long life.
他死了。
Yet he died.
但救世主还是没来。
But the Redeemer still didn't come.
到了旧约先知的时候。
And in the times of the Old Testament prophet.
神借的对先知讲话。
And God spoke through the prophet.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's look at a few verses.
首先他对以赛亚讲话。
First he spoke to Isaiah.
请我打开以赛亚书第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
以赛亚书第七章十四节。
Isaiah 7 verse 14.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。再读一下第九章六到七节。
Chapter 9 verses 6 to 7.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、赦赐、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。可是以赛亚死了。
Yet Isaiah died.
这件事还没有成就。
And this thing still did not come to fulfillment.
我们再看一下米迦书。
Let's look at Micah.
旧约米迦书。
Old Testament Micah.
我们看第 五章
Chapter 5,
第二节到第三节
Verses 2 to 3.
米迦书第五章第二节
Micah chapter 5 verse 2 to 3.
伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必会从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从根骨到从太初就有，耶和华必将以色列人交付敌人，直到那生产的妇人生下来，那时掌权得，其余的弟兄必归到以色列人那里。米迦去世了。
Micah died.
但这位救主还没有生出来。
Yet this Redeemer still didn't come.
会不会神忘记了？
Maybe God has forgotten.
会不会神讲的话不算数？
Maybe he does not really take his word.
会不会这位神不可能是信实的？
Maybe this God is not faithful.
但是有一天，
Yet one day,
有位天使对位拿撒勒的童女讲话。
An angel spoke to a virgin in Nazareth.
说弥赛亚借着你生出来。
That the Messiah will be born through you.
然后天使又对约瑟讲话。
And this angel talks to Joseph.
你要给他起名叫耶稣啊。
You will call his name Jesus.
因为他将这个百姓从罪恶中救出来。
Because he will save his people from their sins.
主耶稣基督就这样进入世界。
And thus Jesus entered this world.
他长大，他成为一个大人。
He grew up and became an adult.
当他完成他的侍奉。
And he finished his ministry.
他走上十字架。
He went on the cross.
他死了。
He died.
他在那里，借着他的复活，完成了神救恩的计划。
And through his resurrection, he accomplished the plan of God.
也实现了旧约这几千年来所要讲的话。
And also,fulfilled all the things that God spoke in the Old Testament.
神彰显他的信实啊。
And God displayed his faithfulness.
所以他得了荣耀。
And therefore he was glorified.
神彰显他的公义。
God displayed his justice.
神彰显他的圣洁。
God displayed his holiness.
神彰显他的信实。
God displayed his faithfulness.
神在十字架上彰显他的爱。
And God on the cross displayed his love.
在人类历史上，没有一件事情比耶稣死在十字架上更彰显神的爱。
In mankind's history, there is nothing that shows God's love more than what he did on the cross.
这个爱太特别了。
This love is very special.
这个爱太伟大了。
It's too great.
神他自己用这件事情来证明说他爱我们。
So much so that God used this event to show his love for us.
我们看一下罗马书五章八节。
Let's look at Romans 5:8.
罗马书五章八节。
Romans 5:8.
我们一起来读这段圣经节。
Please read together this verse.
一起来，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。我们怎么知道神爱我们？
How do we know God loves us?
因为耶稣舍弃他自己的生命
Because God gave up his life
来救我们
to save us.
因此神得荣耀
And therefore God was glorified.
在十字架上神彰显这四样他的属性
On the cross God displayed these attributes of him.
你不能不惊奇
You cannot be amazed by
him. 你不能不佩服、啊、
You cannot be, admired.
你不能不感恩、啊、
You cannot help but be thankful.
难怪他得的荣耀。
No wonder he was glorified.
我们再回到约翰福音十三章。
Let's go back to John chapter 13.
耶稣继续讲。
Jesus continued to speak.
32节。
Verse 32.
神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快的荣耀他。
God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him immediately.
耶稣说快快荣耀他。
Jesus said it will be glorified immediately.
因为他知道他十字架以后就马上紧接着复活跟升天了。
Because he knew that after the cross he will be resurrected and after that ascension came.
十字架是神的荣耀，是耶稣的荣耀。
The cross is God's glory and also Jesus' glory.
如果耶稣已经得了荣耀，像他这里所讲的。
If Jesus was glorified like he said here,
那么耶稣也会像他所讲的，有一天会在荣耀中再回来。
Then Jesus will return in glory like he also told us.
请问你怎么样对待这位耶稣？
May I ask you, what are you going to do with this Jesus?
是不是耶稣是你那位看不起的傻瓜？
Is Jesus the fool that you despise?
哦，他的生命和我没有什么关系。
His life has nothing to do with me.
他的死跟他的荣耀对我没有什么意义。
His death and glory mean nothing to me.
还是耶稣是你的救赎主。
Or Jesus is your redeemer.
他的死对是你人生最有意义的一件事情。
His death is the most meaningful thing in your life.
并且你一生的目标也就是要让神的荣耀。
And also the goal of your life is to glorify God.
我们怎么样做个基督徒让神得荣耀？
As a Christian, how can we glorify God?
耶稣死在十字架上让神得荣耀。
Jesus' death on the cross glorified God.
我们今天怎么样能够让神得荣耀？
And today, how can we glorify God?
耶稣自己也回答。
Jesus gave us the answer.
那我们看约翰福音十七章第四节。
Let's look at John chapter 17, verse 4.
约翰福音第十七章第四节。
John 17, verse 4.
我们一起来读
Please read together.
来我在地上已经荣耀你你所托付我的事我已成全了你所托付的事我已成全了
All the work which thou hast given me to do I have accomplished
当我们完成神所托付我们的事我们是在荣耀神
When we have accomplished the work God has given us then we have glorified him
我不晓得今天哪件事情神要你做。
I don't know today what is God's work for you.
你在挣扎。
And you're struggling.
是家里的事吗？
Is it something at home?
是夫妻之间的事吗？
Or spousal relationship?
是父母跟儿女之间的事吗？
Or your relationship with children?
还是这个事情跟某一个朋友有关系？
Or this has something to do with a friend?
跟邻居和同事有关系？
Or neighbor or coworker?
或者这件事情是跟你的骄傲有关系？
Or has to do with your pride?
或这件事情是你被人打击以后想要回答有关系？
Or that you have to be maltreated and you want to fight back?
但你愿意遵照神的旨意去完成这件事。
But you want to accomplish this according to God's will.
圣经说你是在荣耀他。
And when you do that, God, the Bible says you are glorifying God.
我们看第二大点。
Let's look at second main point.
牺牲的爱是门徒的记号。
Sacrificial love is the mark of a disciple.
这是33节到35节。
This is from verses 34 to 35.
33节一直开始说小子们呢。
Verse 33, Jesus started with saying, little children.
这是个非常亲切并且很有感情的一个称呼。
This is a very loving and a very emotional address.
也是告诉他们说，我现在去的地方你们不能去。
And he said that the place I'm going, you cannot come.
我过去也跟别人这样讲过。
And I told to the Jews before.
然后34节。
And verse 34.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
A new commandment I give to you that you love one another.
照理讲这条命令不是新的。
Well, actually, this is not a new commandment.
不是说过去都没有讲过，现在突然讲起来。
It's not as though it was never mentioned before and now it's completely.
因为旧约已经讲过。
Because it's mentioned in the Old Testament.
我们打开立位记。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
十八节。
Verse 18.
立位记十九章。
Leviticus chapter
19, 18,
verse
18. 利未记十九章十八节。
Leviticus 19, verse 18.
不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。这个命令已经给了。
This command was given.
但是耶稣这里却说是新的。
But yet Jesus said it's a new commandment.
因为有一个新的意义。
Because there's a new meaning.
这个新的意义就是说这个爱的对象现在是新的。
The new meaning means the object of love is new.
因为在利未记这边。
Because in Leviticus.
这个对象是指他附近的邻居。
The objects were the neighbors around them.
自己的弟兄。
Their own brothers and sisters.
或者本国的子民。
Or their own people, the same.
但耶稣说到你们要彼此相爱的时候。
But when Jesus talks about you should love one another.
这个对象是新的。
The object is new.
这个对象是包括所有族里面的弟兄姐妹。
The object includes all the believers in Christ.
它是新，因为新的意义。
The new command is new because it's a new
meaning. 但是也是个新的经验。
And yet this is a new experience.
你有没有这种经验？
Do you have this experience?
你信主以后。
After you believe in Jesus.
你和某位弟兄和姐妹特别的亲近。
You are especially close to a certain brother or sister.
你们一起读经祷告。
You read Bible and pray together.
彼此分享鼓励。
And you share and encourage each other.
你虽然仍然爱你自己的兄弟姐妹。
Even though you love your own brother and sister.
但是你更爱这位属灵的弟兄和姐妹。
But you love this spiritual brother or sister more.
因为你们价值观一样。
Because you have the same value system.
你们所追求人生的目标一样。
And your life goal is the same.
你们兴趣爱好相同。
And the interest and desires are the same.
你们教养儿女的方法看法一样。
The way you want to train your children is the same.
你们对夫妻之道想法一样。
And then the way to live for brother, husband and wife is the same.
因为都根据圣经。
Because they are all from the Bible.
你可能从来没有想过。
Maybe you have not thought of it.
我居然会爱这位属灵的弟兄姐妹远超过我自己的。
That I love the spiritual brother or sister more than my own siblings.
这是一个新的经验。
Now this is a new experience.
但是耶稣又告诉我们这是个新的标准。
And also Jesus said this is a new standard.
这是三十四节后半边。
It's found in the second part of verse 34.
他说我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
这是耶稣的标准。
This is Jesus' standard.
不是人的标准。
Not man's standard.
不是某一个教会的标准。
Not any church's standard.
他要我们不但彼此相爱。
Not only does he want us to love one another.
更要爱得像耶稣爱我们一样。
He wants to love us as Jesus loves us.
你可能说，那我们怎么做啊？
And maybe you'll ask now, how can we do it?
你记得保罗在哥林多前书里面写了那个爱的经节吗？
Remember Paul wrote about love in the First Corinthians?
让我们一起看一下。
Let's turn to that.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians chapter 13.
第四到第八节。
Verses 4 to 8.
哥林多前书十三章第四到第八节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verses 4 to 8.
但是我要把爱这个字用耶稣来代替。
But when I'm reading, I want to exchange the word love with Jesus.
我念给大家听。
And Pastor will read it.
第十三章第四节说，耶稣是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。耶稣是不嫉妒。耶稣是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。他不轻易发怒，他不计算人的恶，他不喜欢不义，他只喜欢真理。他凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。耶稣是永不止息。我想这个代替是蛮好的。
I think it's a good idea to replace the word Jesus with love.
因为耶稣是爱的具体的表现。
Because Jesus is an embodiment of love.
如果你是神的儿女。
If you are the child of God.
耶稣有没有这样的爱？
Has Jesus loved you that way?
那我再做一次代替的。
Let me do another replacement.
这次我要把有爱的地方。
Every time we read the word love,
用我这个字来代替。
I want to replace it with I.
我再念给大家听。
Let me read it again.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，我是不嫉妒，我是不自夸，我不张狂，我不做害羞的事，我不求自己的益处，我不轻易发怒，我不计算人的恶。我不喜欢不义，我只喜欢真理。我凡事包容，我凡事相信，我凡事盼望，我凡事忍耐，我是永不止息。如果你我真的这样念的时候，
If you and I read it just as the pastor did,
我想我们的反应是很羞愧。
I think our reaction will be very shameful.
因为我们知道我们没有像耶稣这样爱我们。
Because we know that we do not love each other as Jesus does.
我们没有耶稣爱我们那样去爱别人。
We do not love others as Jesus loves us.
我们夫妻之间没有这样爱。
This love does not exist between spouses.
我们父女儿女之间没有这样爱。
Does not exist between parents and children.
我们常常兄弟姐妹之间没有这样爱。
And very often it does not exist between siblings.
当我们有这种羞愧。
When we have this shame.
这个羞愧会促进我们来到神的面前。
This shame will drive us to God.
天父啊，请你教导我们怎么样彼此相爱。
Heavenly Father, teach us how to love one another.
好像你爱我一样。
As you love us.
当我们肯这样诚恳的祷告。
If we are willing to pray earnestly.
当我们有这样的羞愧。
If we have this shame.
神就帮助我们。
God will help us.
我们就开始了解。
We'll start to understand.
我们也开始在耶稣基督的爱心跟知识上有展现。
And they will grow in the love and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们看第二的小点，这是个门徒的记号。
Let's look at point 2b, the mark of the disciple.
我前几天读了一个故事。
A few days ago, I read a story.
蛮有意思的。
Quite interesting.
在德州有一个人。
In Texas, there's a person.
因为他没有好好的准备。
Because he was not prepared well.
有一天要出差的时候发现糟糕，他需要赶快去这个同一天干洗店把一些东西洗一下。
One day when he was going to go out of town, and he had to rush to a dry cleaner.
他记得在城的另外一边。
He remembered on the other side of town.
有一个店铺。
there was a store.
他记得那个店铺的名字是
He remembered the name of the store.
一个小时干洗店
It's a one-hour dry cleaner.
所以他就开车开了好远去。
So he drove that long distance to that store.
还好不是最近开，不然一加仑4块钱，汽油蛮贵的。
Fortunately, it happened before the gas was so expensive.
他开到了。
He got there.
他们要他填一张单子。
The store manager wanted him to sign a paper.
填完以后，他就把西装交给他。
So、after that, he turned over his suit.
然后对那女店员讲。
And told the storekeeper.
我一个小时以后就来拿这个西装了哈。
I'll come back in an hour to get it.
女店员说：“哦，不可以。”
The women storekeeper said, "No, you can't."
你要到礼拜四才能来拿。
You have to wait till Thursday.
这个人说怎么会这样呢
？And he said, "How come that's the case?"
我以为你们干洗只要一个小时啊。
I thought you dry cleaning only takes 1 hour here.
这个女店员说。
And this storekeeper said,
那只是我们店铺的名字而已了。
It's just our name.
如果我们带着基督徒的名字。
If we have the name of a Christian,
但是我们的行为
and yet our conduct,
没有让不信的人
will not let the unbeliever
看到说这是像基督徒的样子
see that we are Christians,
这一定产生混乱
they will give them confusion,
困惑
and they'll be very perplexed.
也可能他对基督徒不会再抱什么希望。
And maybe they won't be so hopeful about Christians anymore.
一个很出名的作家已经去世了，基督徒的作家。
There was a very famous author who passed away already.
他的名字叫 Francis Schaeffer.
His name is Francis Schaeffer.
他写了一本小册子。
He wrote a little booklet.
叫做《基督徒的记号》。
Called The Mark of a Christian.
他在这个小册子这么说。
In his booklet, he wrote this.
教会应该是在一个垂死文化当中一个爱的教会。
The church is to be a loving church in a dying culture.
在这世界当中。
In the midst of the world.
在今天垂死的文化当中。
In the midst of our present dying culture.
耶稣给这世界一个权利。
Jesus is giving a right to the world.
凭着他的权柄。
Upon his authority,
他给这个世界有权利来审判你我是否是基督徒。
He gives the world the right to judge.
根据我们对所有基督徒那一个看得见的爱来决定。
Whether you and I are born again Christian on the basis of our observable love toward all Christians.
薛佛继续说。
And Schaeffer continued.
他说这是蛮吓人的。
That's pretty frightening.
耶稣对着世界说。
Jesus turned to the world and said,
我有话对你说
I have something to say to you.
根据我的权柄
On the basis of my authority,
我给你一个权利
I give you a right.
你可以审判一个人是否是基督徒
You may judge whether or not an individual is a Christian.
根据他对基督徒的爱
On the basis of the love he shows to all Christians.
换句话说
In other words,
如果有人
If people
来到我们当中
come up to us,
当着我们面
and cast into our teeth,
判决我们不是基督徒
the judgment that we are not Christians.
他们只是应用耶稣给他们的特权而已
They are only exercising a prerogative which Jesus gave them.
这的确很吓人是吧
This is indeed frightening.
我有时候听到
Sometimes I heard it.
在某一个教会当中
that in a certain church,
当有些意见不一致的时候
When there is a disagreement,
或者他意见不被接纳的时候
when a person's opinion was not accepted,
或者他认为他被人家伤害的时候
or when he thought he was hurt,
他不按照圣经的方法去处理他
he did not handle this scripturally,
他不按照圣经的教导 去彰显他的爱
he did not show his love according to the Bible,
反而是逢人便说
On the contrary, he'll complain to anybody he sees.
到处找人诉苦抱怨。
He'll just complain, and bear grudge.
当然被找到的人当中啊。
And of course, the people that he met with.
也有不信的人。
Were non-believers too.
可能是个不信的先生。
Maybe a non-believing husband.
可能是个不信的朋友。
Or a non-believing friend.
可能是不信的邻居。
Non-believing neighbor.
他们听了有什么反应？
After they heard the complaint, what do you think they will feel?
我听到他们的反应经常是这样。
Often I heard their reactions like this.
哇，这间教会吵来吵来，我是不去的。
This kind of quarrelsome church, I won't go.
对教会造成了伤害。
And so that is damage to the church.
但是这位抱怨的人
，Yet to the complainer,
他有没有想到
？Has he thought about this?
这些听到他话不信主的人
，That the non-believers who heard what he told them.
如果根据三十五节
，If according to verse 35,
会说他是基督徒吗
？Will non-believers say he's a Christian?
一个信徒
，A believer.
当他对别的信徒的爱。
When his love towards other Christians,
也是在担保
is a guarantee.
他对神的信心是真实的
That his love toward God is the real thing.
我们看一句圣经节
Let's look at verse.
约翰一书
First John.
第三章
Chapter
3. 十四十五节
Verses 14 to 15.
约翰一书
First John.
第三章
Chapter 3.
十四十五节
Verses 14 to 15.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，十四节，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的，忍住在心中。凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
Verses 13 to 15.
彼此相爱也是你一个得救最明显的证明。
To love one another is a very clear sign that you have been born again.
我们看最后一点。
Let's look at the last point.
牺牲的爱对彼得的功效。
The sacrificial love prepares Peter's ministry.
我们先看第一大点，他跟耶稣跟彼得的谈话。
We look at the first main point, the dialogue between Jesus and Peter.
西门彼得问耶稣说：“你往哪里去？”
Peter asked Jesus, "Where are you going?"
西门彼得还是没有听到耶稣在三十四节、三十五节讲的话。
Simon Peter still did not listen to what Jesus said in verses 34 to 35.
他的脑筋还在三十三节。
His mind was still in verse 33.
所以他问耶稣：“你往哪里去？”
And so he asked.Jesus, where are you going?
耶稣回答说：“我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，后来却要跟我去。”三十七节，也彼得说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？”
Verses 36 to 37.
当彼得说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？”
When Peter said, "Jesus, Lord, why can I not follow you?"
如果你有机会读其他的三本的福音书啊
，If you read the other three gospels,
彼得用很强的语气在讲。
Peter used very strong language.
然后我们今天的话，他拍拍他的胸膛、胸脯啊。
We can imagine he was thumping his chest.
主啊，我是永不会跌倒的。
Lord, I will never fall.
我是总不能让你这样做的。
I will never let you do that.
我为你死是完全甘心的。
I will willingly die for you.
圣经还告诉我们，当彼得这样讲了以后，其他的门徒也跟着他这样说。
And the Bible also told us after Peter said that, the other disciples said the same thing.
但第二天呢
？But the next day,
证明说他们每个人都高估了自己。
Proved that they have overestimated themselves.
耶稣给彼得一个警告。
And Jesus gave a warning to Peter.
三十八节
Verse 38.
耶稣说：“你愿意为我舍命吗？”
Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me?"
这其实是一个讽刺的话语。
This is kind of ironic question.
因为是耶稣为彼得死，彼得还没有为耶稣死。
Actually, it's Jesus dying for Peter, not Peter dying for Jesus.
然后下面说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。”
Truly, truly, I say to you, a cock shall not crow until it deny me three times.
这句话，一个出名的圣经学者，卡森博士这么说。
A famous Bible scholar commented on this verse.
卡森博士说，可悲的是，在一个安全房间内，并在饱餐一顿以后。
Sadly, good intentions in a secure room after good food.
所表达那美好的意图啊，是远不如在黑暗的花园里面，面对一群怀有敌意的暴徒啊，那样的有吸引力。
Are far less attractive in a darkened garden with a hostile mob.
好像是说彼得当你在这个跟耶稣在一起吃饭最后晚餐的时候
Carson was saying that when Jesus ate with the disciples
这个环境很安全啊
The room was secure
你也酒醉饭饱啊
And they had the drinks and the food
你也很舒服啊
And feel very comfortable
你很容易讲这个话
And it's easy for you to say that
但是等一下耶稣跑到那个客西马尼园的时候
But when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane
面对那一群暴徒啊
Facing the hostile mob.
好，那讲话就不容易了。
That is not so easy to talk that way.
卡森继续说。
And Carson continued.
在彼得天路历程这个时候。
At this point in his pilgrimage.
彼得的用意与自我评价都大大地超过他的力量。
Peter's intentions and self-assessment vastly outstripped his strength.
彼得高估他自己。
Peter overestimated himself.
会不会你我有时候我们也高估自己
Is it possible sometimes we have the same problem?
我们现在坐在教堂里面
We sit in the church.
椅子蛮舒服的
Pretty comfortable seat.
灯光很亮
The lights are bright.
冷气也蛮好的
The air conditioning is good enough.
我们很容易说
And it's easy for us to say.
我要一生跟随耶稣
I will follow Jesus all my life.
我要为他舍命
I will lay down my life for him.
但一离开教会
But after we leave the church,
碰到世界上一些黑暗的压力、啊、
we encounter some dark influences of the world.
我们会很快不认主了。
We'll quickly deny our Lord.
主怎么办
？So what will the Lord do?
他怎么样处理彼得
？How will he handle Peter?
他首先他警告彼得。
First he warned Peter.
不要高估自己。
Don't overestimate yourself.
然后他为彼得祷告。
And then he prayed for Peter.
最后。
And lastly,
他在向彼得显现。
He appeared to Peter.
我们以后读到一章二十一章，就看到他对彼得显现。
We'll see that in chapter 21 when he appeared to Peter.
再一次派他去做他的完成他的工作。
And once more sent him to accomplish God's plan for him.
彼得是三次不认主。
Peter denied Jesus three times.
但神有把彼得丢掉吗？
But did God just forsake him because of that?
耶稣是有足够的理由把彼得丢掉的。
Jesus had enough reason to forsake him.
我已经警告过你。
I've warned you.
我有为你祷告。
I prayed for you.
但是你还三次的不认我。
And yet you denied me three times.
但是耶稣仍然去找他。
Yet Jesus still sought him out.
坚定他的信心。
To encourage his faith.
让他能继续的侍奉。
So that he could continue with his ministry.
弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister,
神今天也做同样的工作
God is doing the same thing today.
神警告我们
God warns us
借着圣经
through the word
不要把自己看得太高
not to consider ourselves as more important as we are
不要高估自己
don't overestimate ourselves
他今天在天父的右边为我们祷告
and today is praying for us on the right hand side of
然后呢
and then
在我们失败以后
After we have failed,
他要屡次地找我们回去。
Many numerous times he will seek us out.
也可能他第三次地找你。
Maybe this is his third time.
也许是第十次地找你。
Maybe it's the tenth time.
有需要的话，他会第一百次地找你。
And if necessary, it will be the hundredth time that he will look.
如果神不是这样做的话
，If God does not do that,
我们今天属灵的光景比现在还要糟糕。
Then our spiritual situation is even worse than what we have today.
约翰十三章一开始第一节说得很好。
The first verse in chapter 13 said it so well.
约翰十三章第一节
John chapter 13 verse 1
逾越节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了他既然爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底
Now before the feast of the Passover Jesus knowing that his hour has come that he should depart out of this world to the Father having loved his own who were in the world he loved them to the end
我们知道他这样爱我们吗
Do we know that he loves us this way?
我们不值得。
We are not worthy of it.
但他爱我们到底。
And yet he loves us to the end.
因为我们属于他。
Because we belong to him.
当耶稣升天以后
After Jesus ascended.
教会开始发展。
Church grows.
教会碰到两个大问题。
And encountered two big problems.
外面与罗马政府系统性的逼迫。
The external organized persecution of the Roman Empire.
里面呢
internally.
我们中国人也就俗语说万事起头难。
The Chinese saying that everything, the beginning of everything is the most difficult.
家里面很多东西都不健全。
In the church, everything is not in place yet.
弟兄姐妹也有生活上的需要。
And brothers and sisters had a need at that time.
并且常常有异端邪说的搅扰。
And also there were heresy and also false teaching.
但教会继续发展。
Yet the church grew.
还发展得很快。
And grew very fast.
为什么？
Why?
因为弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
Because brothers and sisters loved each other.
早期的教会一个教父叫克土良。
In the early church, there's a church father named Tertullian.
他写下一句不信主的人对教会里面弟兄姐妹的评语。
He wrote something that a non-Christian commented on the Christians.
这句话这么说。
He said it this way.
看啊，他们是如何的彼此相爱。
Behold how they love each other.
看啊，他们是如何的彼此相爱。
Behold how they love each other.
当我们这样做。
Let's do it this way.
不但会吸引还不认识主的人。
We do it this way, not only will we attract
non-believers. 但教会增长。
And the church will grow.
并且也是我们是基督徒。
And then because we are Christians.
我们是耶稣的门徒。
We are the disciples of Jesus.
最好的记号之一。
This is the best sign for us.
那我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你自己为我们做了榜样。
You set an example for us.
你为我们留下你的话语
you left us your word,
你也给我们这个命令
and you gave us this command,
你也给我们这个力量
you gave us strength,
因为我们属于你
because we belong to you.
让我们学习你教导我们新的命令
Let us learn this new commandment.
我们不只是在嘴巴里面讲
do we just say with our mouth?
我们学会彼此相爱
Let's learn to love each other.
这是证明我们的确属于你
And this is the best proof that we do belong to you.
我们将祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.